This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm David Lazarus of the Los Angeles Times. We all get sick or banged up from time to time, and occasionally it gets worse than that. In my case, I got bitten by my cat, the spawn of Satan, which turned into an infection, which turned into surgery, which turned into a week in the hospital for a grand total of, wait for it, $52,660.53. Ouch! I got insurance, so that enormous bill, which is basically how much it'll cost to send my kid to college for a year, is not really what I owe. But how do you make sense of medical bills like this? To answer that, let's turn to Dr. David Feinberg. He's president of UCLA Health Systems, which runs UCLA Medical Center in Santa Monica, California, which was where I was treated. Dr. Feinberg, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate being here.
Well, you've got some splaining to do. I'm looking at my bill right here, $12,000 for the surgery, $780 for the anesthesia, laboratory services, $4,000, on and on and on. How on earth can these things cost this much?
The current bill that you're looking at is really based on a system where part of that bill will be immediately reduced because of a contractual arrangement that your insurance company has with us. So in essence, there'll be a discount on that bill.
Well, let me look at that. So what I'm seeing here is that my insurer says that they will cover $38,448 of this, and my total due is a little over $1,500, which leaves $14,212.53 on the table. Where did that go?
So that's a discount. So that would be like when you would buy something on sale and they say it's 20% off or whatever that number comes out to be. That $14,000 or so is a discount because you're part of an insurance company that sends us a lot of business. And then the itemized items on the bill really are our best way of capturing everything that happened to you during the course of your treatment. And while I don't have the details of all your treatment, I do think you were in our emergency room, in our operating room. You got treated by a staff that's, you know, we spend a lot of money on training and coordinating the care. And the other part that's hidden, let's say, and I'll put that in quotes in that bill, is care for others. So likely in the rooms on either side of you, in the OR before and after you, there were patients either with no insurance or insurances such as Medi-Cal that don't even cover our cost. So we, in essence, cost shifted. We put that uncovered cost into your bill.
But why shouldn't I think that this is a deliberate act of deception on your part?
Well, because I'm a good guy, and I don't think those of us that go into healthcare are actually trying to deceive others. From your vantage point, I completely get what you're saying. It's a crazy system, and we're working very hard to rationalize it. Everywhere else you go, they list the price, and you know what you're getting. And in healthcare, because of the history of how the finances went, it just doesn't have that in it, and we're really working to become much more transparent.
Well, let's go deeper into that premise. I've got my itemized bill in front of me. You charged me $16 for a Tylenol. No, check that. Not a proper Tylenol, a generic equivalent, $16.
Well, you know, when you go to a restaurant and you get a tomato and mozzarella salad for $11, the tomato costs 20 cents and the mozzarella costs 15 cents, but it costs a lot to keep the restaurant going and to train the waiting staff. So it's the same around the Tylenol. If you wanted with your cat bite, you certainly could have gone and got your own Tylenol, hired your own nurses, come up with your own OR at home, I mean, so to speak. What we really provide is that continuity of care and the entire package in one. When you start picking apart the bill and looking at some of those specific things, you know, the Tylenol that we deliver to you at that bedside is really actually expensive for us. I don't think we probably have a big margin on that $16. One, we got to buy the Tylenol. The people that deliver it are very, very highly trained. So it's a more complicated situation.
Dr. Feinberg, we spend $3 trillion a year on healthcare in this country. That's 17% of all economic activity. You've got to admit that any system in which there are $16 worth of cost to deliver a generic Tylenol is seriously messed up.
I completely admit that. I think we're seriously messed up. I mean, if you really look at the amount we spend on healthcare in this country, we don't hold a candle to other countries that spend far less. So to say our system is flawed or messed up, and if we want to use the Tylenol as the example of that, I would agree with you completely.
You alluded earlier to how things are changing, and I'm assuming that's due to the Affordable Care Act, so-called Obamacare. What can we expect?
Well, I think it's really, really a fundamental change. A couple of things that are happening right now are those without insurance are getting the opportunity to be insured, and that'll take place over the next couple of years. That immediately will decrease how much I need to charge you for a Tylenol. Because now the patient in the room next to you, now the patient in the operating room after you is actually coming in for care and associated revenue. So we won't have to shift the cost of the uninsured to those with insurance. That's going to be a big savings. And then two is to switch from a business where we make more money the more often you come in the hospital, the sicker you are and the more we do to you, to a new system where we'll be incentivized to keep you healthy. How fast will this transition take? I think we'll see really fundamental changes over the next 2 to 3 years.
Dr. David Feinberg is president of UCLA Health System, and he runs the hospital that I was at, UCLA Medical Center in Santa Monica. Dr. Feinberg, thank you very much for joining us.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.